Well, welcome to the situation report for January 3rd, 2024. It's a little saliva, ladies and gentlemen. If that is not appropriate for today, I don't know what is. Talk about a shit show. So Fauci's on Capitol Hill, and of course that's a circus. And I wonder why Fauci's there today. Might it have something to do with the fact the president's son is in court today and they don't want any visibility on his dope-smoking, prostitute-transporting, gun-owning, illegally crackhead son molesting his niece? No, they don't want any visibility on that douche canoe. Why would they? And then there's the Berkshire Hathaway glitch today on Wall Street, where it lost all of its value. And then there was a report today that said banks had unestimated losses of $514 trillion. Remember when I said that all these lines of operation are converging all on the same point? Sure looks that way. Looks like it's going to happen in the next day or two. I mean, come on. $514 trillion. Banks are on the edge of insolvency. No shit. But that just pales in comparison, because the real news today was Judge Napolitano was getting on a plane to go to Russia, probably to interview Putin. And guess what? They stopped him at the airport. I said it at SITREP months and months ago when Tucker went to Russia that they allowed him to go to Russia. And if they didn't want you to go, the government would stop you at the gate. And that is literally what happened to Napolitano today. That's the real news. The rest of it, kabuki theater and nonsense. Dr. Fauci, did you take $690 million from Big Pharma and cash the check? Why, yes, I did. Dr. Fauci, did you lie to the American public and say that social distancing and masks were required? Why, yes, I did. Dr. Fauci, was all of that bullshit? Why, yes, it was. Dr. Fauci, are you a Luciferian Keebler elf? Evil motherfucker? Why, yes, I am. Man, I have heard some things in my time. And the funniest part of it is he's like, and I blame all of the unvaccinated for all of my woes. Wow. You got to give the left credit, because they stay on message. Man, it's entertaining. And don't get me wrong, I've said many times, and it bears repeating, I like my bullshit freshly packaged and well-delivered. And that was some well-delivered bullshit. My God. And the funniest part of all of it, was he sitting there with a straight face and he's saying, yeah, masks were bullshit. Social distancing was bullshit. There's no scientific evidence of any of it, but it's the unvaccinated. It's their fault. Man, I mean, there is no clearer message than fuck you. What are you going to do about it? That smug little shithead is sitting there in Congress, because he knows nothing's going to happen. And then there's MTG. Oh, the gangbang girl came through for all of us today. Dr. Fauci, I'm gonna criminally refer you for charges for crimes against humanity. Is that before or after your ankles point at the ceiling? Because we know that's going to happen between the time you get off stage and the time you come back tomorrow. Man. Unbelievable. That's par for the course as part of the kabuki theater. And then there's Jamie Raskin, who's sitting there all day going, Trump's a convicted felon. Trump's a convicted felon. He sounds like a fucking parrot. Like, dude, really? That's all you got? Trump's a convicted felon. Really? That's what you got? God, you are a complete retard. But what do you expect? They're all bought and paid for. And the real the real story over the weekend was the Alex Jones drama. And Alex Jones started on Friday night. We could be closed at any time. We could be closed at any time. Government's coming to shut the doors. And he cried on stage, carried on all night, slept on a cot. Look, I don't know how much of that is true or if any of it's true. But there's two schools of thought on the Alex Jones weekend drama. School one is that it was real and it was the Sandy Hook lawfare people, e.g. David Axelrod and the Obama crowd that were going after Alex Jones to shut him down. Belief two is that it was all BS and he did it just so he could raise his numbers and he could raise his cash flow from his store. I have a hard time believing that, because why would you burn the bridge you're standing on when your viewership has gone over 50 million just in the last few months? So, you know, you could make the case for either one of them. To be honest with you, I really don't care which way it was. It was entertaining. And I needed some good entertainment over the weekend. But the bigger picture right now is that we're seeing the system collapse around us. The financial system's collapsing now. They just acknowledged it today. The war in Ukraine is collapsing. Clearly, they don't want anybody to go talk to Putin again, because it shifted public opinion across the planet, as well as it took the narrative away from the elite. And you saw this week with the, and last week with the whole Robert De Niro thing. Look, the guy's a pedophile. He's on the manifest to go to, and he went to Epstein's Island. He's been associated with pedophiles in Europe and in the US. Guy's a pedophile. And whether he's scared or not doesn't matter. They always roll out the most dramatic events when they want you distracted. And they're distracting you away from the fact that things are collapsing and that's starting to accelerate. That's what we're seeing. The situation right now is that they're losing control of the narrative. They've lost control of the cultural narrative, but they're losing control of the narrative, the social narrative, and they're losing control of the situation on the ground in Ukraine. And the fact that they came out quietly and said they were going to release U.S. weapons to be used against targets deep within Russia, that's an act of war. They know that. And they're trying desperately to come up with a wider war. And if Putin remains the same and shows the same amount of restraint, regardless of what happens, they won't get their wider war. And they need the wider war to wipe out all the debt. So you're seeing all this distraction away from the Hunter Biden case, away from the situation on the ground in Ukraine, and the economy. I mean, they shut down trading today because of Berkshire Hathaway. That's a big deal. That's not a little deal. And it's not a glitch. And there's a couple stories about it. It was AI, humma humma. Look, here's the bottom line, folks. The bottom line is things are starting to unfold quickly. So if you're not increasing your sphere of influence and increasing your line of sight at this moment, you're wasting your time, because that's where your efforts should be, is local. Making human connections close to home. Building more trust within your network, meaning building more, bringing more people into your network that you can trust and you can count on when the chips are down. And going through your gear, going through your stuff to make sure you have absolutely everything you can possibly afford and store. Now's the time. There's no other time to be doing it right now. And really, the entertainment that's in DC is just that. It's just entertainment. There's nothing's going to come out of the Fauci stuff. They're not going to criminally prosecute him. But the game is played this way in DC. They literally point to one guy and go, that's the guy. All this shit that happened, it's all that guy. This guy was doing it all by himself. Nothing to see here, just this guy. See, we got him. We prosecuted him. No more issue. That motherfucker's in jail. Don't worry about it. That's all nonsense. Everybody that was complicit with the vaccines, the COVID lockdowns, the money laundering through the PPE, the money laundering through the hospitals, and all of the other lockdowns and shutdowns, everybody that was a part of that, everybody that was complicit, everybody that took the money, everybody that went along goes to fucking prison for crimes against humanity. Not this Keebler elf evil motherfucker. Everybody goes to prison, especially Big Pharma. Those guys get a public trial and a very public execution. And there is absolutely no reason why they aren't on stage right now answering the tough questions. Like, what's in the vaccine? Why is there 500 pages of exceptions and side effects? Why is the insert for your fucking vaccine intentionally blank? No, Fauci's your guy. Don't worry about it. Fauci's your guy. It should make your blood boil. And it should make your blood boil that all of these politicians, every single one of them took money. Every one of them. And you still have Democrats sitting in the room right now saying that disinformation around the vaccines is more dangerous than the vaccines, which is an abject fucking lie. Go look at what's going on in Japan right now. Those protests are building every single day because the Japanese have figured out that it was a fucking bioweapon used against the Japanese people. This is where the real Nuremberg trials are going to take place, when this is all said and done. And this fucking terrorist at the WHO, Tedros, when this is over, that guy's going to be a pink mist. The fact that they passed tougher and more stringent international regulations around international health. Let me tell you, let me translate that for you. This is what that means. That means that when the vote failed, all the Chinese spies, all the Chinese fucking death squads ran around all those world leaders and coerced them all to agree to these updated health regulations. Who funds the WHO? Bill Gates and China. Who was in China last summer? Bill Gates. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on here. But look, here's the bottom line. They're going to fail. And they're going to fail for two reasons. Because the truth did come out this week in those hearings. Fauci said, and it was admitted to in the room, that this virus came out of Fort Detrick. And if you go back to what I said almost 3 years ago, in one of my very first sit reps on Rumble, you will hear me say, this fucking virus came out of Fort Detrick. It went to Wuhan via Canada, via a Harvard professor that was eventually rolled up. It was perfected over there along with the vaccines and sent around the world. Now, whether the virus is real or not, doesn't matter. What matters is the lipid nanoparticle and the spike protein and all the other things that are in that vaccine are causing mass deaths and adverse effects across the planet. And one guy is not going to do that much coordination. It had to be done through AI. It had to be done through a large group of people and nation states. A nation state was behind this. A nation state was the one pushing this. This is not just a bunch of rich oligarchs. They did not act alone. This was too well coordinated. The messaging was too thorough. And the fact that this was propagated across the planet and that the fear was propagated across the planet should tell you that this was a nation state doing. This was not just Big Pharma. And every single person that was complicit in this needs to be rolled up, tried for crimes against humanity, and then executed publicly. That's how this has to go. And it has to be very, very public. Oh, fucking Nobel Prize. Fauci got a Nobel Prize because everybody in D.C., it's just like watching the Kennedy Awards. It's such a joke. My God, Nobel Prize. Yeah, the fucking evil Keebler elf got the Nobel Prize for being just a douche canoe. That's how corrupt the system is. And if you watch what's going on in Europe right now, part of entire cities in France are being taken over by the Muslim crowd they've imported. What do you think they're doing here? And Trump's going to be here in Arizona on the 6th. I can't help but think that there's going to be an attempt on his life. I cannot help but think that. Because over the weekend, somebody from the administration said, Joe Biden is going to take care of Donald Trump permanently. Yeah, they're going to kill the guy, or they're going to try to. And I hope for Trump's sake, he's got the most trusted people around him, people he knows he can trust. Because what a better time to smoke somebody than when he's on the road, especially here in Arizona. The venue here, unbelievable. But that is what we're coming up on. The anniversary of June 6th, the invasion of Normandy, and Trump gets smoked in Arizona. You see how they do that? They use those key dates and they destroy the meaning. You smoke somebody like Trump on June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day and the Normandy invasion, I guarantee you that will lose meaning. That's what these people are all about, deconstructing our civilization, deconstructing the Constitution. And JC was in Philadelphia last week and sent me a bunch of messages from there. By the way, thanks, JC, for that, because I haven't been boots on the ground in Philadelphia in a number of years. But he's talking about how everything's free in the city and the place is just overrun with Chinese communists. Every major city is full of NGOs and people loyal to the CCP. They all need to go. They all need to go. All of them. Every Chinese communist that's in this country needs to go one way or another. Before this is over, they're all gone from this country. Every single one of them. Now, there's lots of Chinese Americans that have immigrated here. They've made lives here. They're proud to be Americans. Those people can stay. But all these imports, all these people who have come over in the last 4 years, you're going home one way or another. You go home in a bag, or you go home on a ship, or you go home on a plane. But you're going home when this is over. Probably before this is over. My point of saying all that is we're probably days away from some kind of an event. And I'm betting it's going to be June 6th or July 4th. One of those key dates in American history, they are definitively going to go after and try and destroy the meaning of it. So if you hear me say anything today, go through your gear, go through your trusted group of people, and make some human connections this week. But be ready for anything. Because no matter how this plays out, it's going to suck for the American people. The economy, I'm not sure how long that has. I think it's going to be into 25 before the economy really implodes. But it stands to reason that bank insolvency is on the horizon. And that brings me to an interview that Alex Jones did over the weekend with Daniel Estulin. I interviewed with Estulin over a year ago, and he never posted the interview I did with him, not on his channel, and he never came on my channel. And we stopped communicating over a year ago. But his interview was about the Bilderberg Group, and he said something that I firmly believe, and I've said this before. And he says that they don't have a picture of what they want the financial system to look like. And he goes through the systems of governance and currency that we've had for the last 1,000 years. And he talks about capitalism. And he's right. You know, this, what I'm about to say is going to make Colonel Conrad's blood boil, but it's true. They don't have a picture of what they want the world to look like. And they don't have a picture of what the system should look like. And I posted the link to that Estulin video. It's in the comments section. You can pull it and go there. But they don't have a picture in mind of what they want the financial system to look like on the other side. Just like they don't have a picture of what they want society to look like other than serfdom. And if there's one thing I learned both in Iraq and other parts of the planet, is that people only live under oppression for so long. And we've had an unprecedented number of years without any significant innovations, any significant advancements in technology, any significant advancements in the enlightenment of the culture. And when you look at it from that perspective, we're ripe for some kind of a major transition. And I think that's part of the reason why we're seeing things break down the way they are, is the fact that these guys don't have a clear picture of how they want things to be on the other side, other than total control. And that's not a picture of the future. That's a condition that they, and conditions they want to set. And those are two very different things. And I can't see any society on this planet signing up for that. Well, maybe Canada, because you guys have let fucking Trudeau run your country into the ground. And I find it very hard to believe that the Canadian military would go along with some of the ludicrous things that they've done, like bring the Chinese in to do maneuvers, bring the Chinese in to protect critical assets in the country. That's fucking treason. You know, and I was talking to a Canadian friend of mine several months ago now, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Is there anybody up there that's upset? Anybody that's willing to pick up arms? For fuck's sake. When they did the pistol ban, what the fuck was wrong with you? You should have started going after these people. You know, and I could say the same thing about the Americans, but we're just too comfortable. And maybe that's the situation in Canada. They're too comfortable. I refuse to believe that there's that many liberals across this country and that country that are just totally okay with everything going on. Now, look, there's a bunch of stupid people that are running around that still think the vaccines are safe. You can't do anything about them, but you can't tell me that's the bulk of the population. So I just put it this way. We're rapidly approaching the culmination point where we pick up arms. And you're going to have to ask the question. And I've asked this before. I will ask this again. What is your line in the sand? Because your line in the sand is the moment you cross over that, you no longer worry about death. You no longer worry about breaking the law. You no longer worry about taking somebody else's life, because you realize that the cost of staying in the existing system and abiding by those rule sets is way more painful than going against that system. Because at that moment, if enough people step over the line and we become ungovernable, then guess what? We win. And once we do that, once we become ungovernable, they don't have the forces, the manpower, or anything else. Now, they're still going to try to roll people up. They may be doing that right now. They may be rolling people up. But at some point, that's not going to go very far for them. But there's got to be a line in the sand for everybody, whatever that is. And whether you're pushed across it, you step across it, you leap across it, or you fall across it, you're still going to cross over that line sometime between now and November. This election is not going to happen. And if you think it is, then you're smoking something. Because everything in front of you right now, every bit of messaging you see out of DC says the same thing. Donald Trump will not be on the ballot. And that alone, just that messaging, should have every single politician in this country nervous. Because the barbarians should be at the gates. But instead, it's like, eh, I don't care. I don't care. You're telling me hundreds of thousands of people show up to Trump rallies? Hundreds of thousands of people donate money to him? Like literally overnight? And nobody is upset? I mean, think about that. Just since the verdict came out, I have gotten probably no less than 20 text messages a day from some Republican, GOP, Trump-related, election-related, grifting, money laundering outlet trying to get me to donate money to Trump. And you're telling me that nobody's upset enough over this situation? It just makes you wonder what that line in the sand is. That really is the question. What's the line in the sand? Because we've crossed over so many different boundaries I thought would be completely would shift the narrative and move people off the needle, but no. Telling you. And the malfeasance in Congress. You know, that's always been there, but it's never been this bad. It's never been this far on display. And it shows you how reminiscent we are and how close in behavior and in deconstruction we are to the Roman Empire. Literally everything you're seeing right now is reminiscent of the Roman Empire just before it collapsed. But this is going to be tribal. This will be local, which is why I've been focused on the local instead of this nonsense at the national level. And look, I get hit up all the time for organization at a national level. There's no point in doing that because they're going after the food supply right now. They're destroying the food supply. They're using this bird, this avian flu, N5N1, to cull the population of poultry. And at the end of the day, the state of Arizona just signed into law, coincidentally, that public livestock, private livestock, is a public concern, a state concern. They're going to use this H5N1 avian flu to try and cull the population. You need to draw a line in the sand right fucking now. That if these motherfuckers show up to your house with their masks on and their bullshit suits and their PCR tests, you tell them to fucking leave. And as a neighborhood, you stand up and push them the fuck out of your neighborhood. Because the PCR test is complete horseshit and all they're trying to do is destroy the food supply. So your choice is very simple. You walk into a fucking famine or you fight your way into it. I would rather fight my way into it. And I can tell you, I'm going to die on my feet, not on my fucking knees. Not to these motherfuckers. Everything they're doing right now, everything, is to destroy the food supply. And the fact that all of these governors are going along with it means it was already planned before they ever stepped off the line of departure. Everything around this bird flu is BS. Every bit of it. The messaging, the testing, the fact that they found it in pasteurized milk. Yep, dipping the fucking dead chickens in pasteurized milk. If you don't know what pasteurization is, go look it up. They basically boil the milk to kill all the bacteria. And you're going to tell me that they found avian flu in cow's milk? Somebody explain how the fuck that happens. I listen to that nonsense. It just makes my blood boil. Every bit of it is BS. Everything you're being told is a complete fucking lie. from end to end. It's a complete lie. Everything. And then Fauci goes on national TV today and says, yep, social distancing was BS. The masks were BS. They're admitting to the lies. So why would you let them come in and destroy your food supply? I mean, this is what they're going to do. Fines. They're going to have the sheriff show up. They're going to hit you with more fines. And then they're going to try and show up with sheriffs and with these health officials. You know, if you're a big farm and you don't know they're coming, you really don't have a lot of time. But if you got people in your neighborhood paying attention and you got a pretty good line of sight, especially in a very, very strong sphere of influence, I guarantee you, you're going to know they're coming. And this is one of those conversations you have with your sheriff, especially if you know your sheriff is going to support the American people. My sheriff, he's a liberal prick that was picked to replace Penzone. So I know he's going to go along with whatever bullshit story they tell him to go along with. They're completely owned by the feds here. The point is, now is the time to be ungovernable. Now is the time to put people on the end of the street and pay attention to who's in your neighborhood. What do you think's going to happen when all this kicks off? You think they're just going to show up and knock on your door? Like I said, we're days away. And I'm amazed that people are still going along with this nonsense. Because it's absolute nonsense. And they're doing their absolute level best to cull every bit of protein off of this planet. I mean, they're poisoning water supplies. The Chinese are poisoning the water supply and the fishing grounds for the Filipinos. You don't think they would do that here? And I'm going to refer everybody back to Pawns in the Game. What did Stalin do in 1925? He basically destroyed the food supply and created a famine because the farmers would not go along with his edicts. They're doing the same thing. This is the same playbook. It's the same BS over and over and over again. And when people get complacent, they don't study history. Every one of these plays that they're doing right now has been played over and over in the past in one way, shape, or form. It's just a different dress on the same ugly woman. So that brings me to the point of preparation. You should have alternative comms, whether that's radio, two cans and a string, whether that's hard lines, you know, 9,000 miles of copper cable, whatever that may be. You should have alternative comms because they are going to take down social media. If this Alex Jones thing is real, which I believe that it probably is, they're going to take down social media. And I've been saying that since January, and I firmly believe that. But we are not going to be successful in keeping the food supply together and keeping our neighborhoods together if we're not working together. We've got to work together. Unity is the hill we die on. We have to put our differences aside. You know, the other day when I talked about monetization, somebody called me a self-righteous son of a bitch. And okay, fine. But at the end of the day, when this kicks off, there's only two sides. Those against us and those for us. That's it. Those who want to save humanity and those who don't. We are fighting a death cult here. These people are truly insane. The insane are running the asylum and have been. There is no ifs, there's no buts, there's no ands. That's the deal. That's the what so. Would I want it to be a uniformed army? Absolutely I would. But it's not. It's going to be an asymmetric fight, which means it's going to happen everywhere. There's not going to be clear battle lines. There's not going to be clear good and bad people. You're going to have to know who the fuck you can trust when this kicks off. And then you're going to have to vet anybody that walks into your camp very, very carefully. which is why I've been talking about sphere of influence and line of sight for over a year now. Because when this kicks off, it's going to be tribal. It's going to be local. It's going to be house to house. And look, everybody knows a liberal that would throw them under a bus and send them to a concentration camp because they're not going along with the greater good. You watched all these people calling the police and calling the sheriff when you wouldn't wear your fucking mask to Trader Joe's. What do you think these dipshits are going to do when this kicks off? They're all going to run right to the gas chamber and take the gas. They'll probably put the mask on and breathe the gas in voluntarily. You have to vet everybody that walks into your camp. That's why I've been saying do it now. Don't wait until later. Make those human connections. Make those connections at church. Find those people that have a belief system, a moral compass, and actually understand what selfless service means. Because most people don't understand what selfless service means. Those are the people you want around you. And there's a lot of good people in this country that are still willing to fight. But we're rapidly approaching a point where that's not going to be possible. And there's a lot of people that are in rural areas that are surrounded by liberals. You got to go outside your area. You got to make that human connection somewhere. And if you don't do it now, you're not going to get another, you're literally not going to get another opportunity. And look, when we get to the other side of this, we're going to have a population that's going to be harder than nails. We're going to have a country that's going to be stronger than ever. And we're going to throw off the shackles of all these fucking elitist bankers and lawyers and rich families that have been ruling this planet for hundreds of years. We are going to make sure this time they are no longer in power. And they never have power again. And we build a system that is built around merit and selfless service. We have to do that this time. It's an existential crisis for humanity. And this is not just a fight for the U.S. This is a fight for humanity. This is a fight against the transhumanist agenda. These people want to create silicone bodies so they can live forever and download their consciousness. That's how insane these people are. Humanity has to be reminded of three things. Number one, that you have to be a part of your society. You have to be a participant in your society. Number two, the human condition needs to be celebrated, good, bad, or indifferent. And number three, and most importantly, we have to have a belief system that shows respect across all cultures. If we spent one nanosecond celebrating the differences between cultures and not criticizing each other for religion, race, creed, and color, I guarantee you this would be a different planet. But we spend all of our time looking down our noses at people that we think are less than. We don't spend any time trying to bring people up to another level or accepting the differences. Think about a world where we accepted the differences and we didn't spend our time trying to criticize people and trying to run people into the dirt. It would be a different planet. Just like if we didn't let religion rule the planet and dictate what wars are fought or how wars are fought. Imagine that. There's something bigger than us. Selfless service is the first step. I keep harping on it because that's what led us here. And it wasn't just the greatest generation. It was multiple generations that lived through hardship. The Civil War in the 1880s, moving across the country and taking parts of the country and building the nation. It didn't happen overnight. It took decades to do. And those people lived through hardships we'll never understand. But they had a sense of purpose, a sense bigger than themselves. We have to get back to that. This complacency that we've all, this quiet sleep that we've all lived in for the last 200 years needs to end. People need to be forced to participate in society. No more checking out, living off other people's hard work and efforts. Sorry, you pull your own weight, you pay the freight, or you go away. And what does that look like from a practical perspective? Can't tell you all the details, but I can tell you it's got to be something better than capitalism. It's got to be something better than communism. It's got to be something better than socialism, because all of those systems are predicated on a very few at the top ruling everybody else. Those systems in and of themselves are flawed for that very simple reason. And the entire communist doctrine, anybody that thinks that communism is a good system, this is communism. Death, slavery, more death, more slavery, more death, more slavery, more death. That's all it is. There's absolutely no redeeming qualities in socialism or in communism. They're both literally the same system. You have a very, very small group of people at the top, and everybody else is sucking it up. The capitalist system that we live under has been bastardized to the point where it's literally very few people working hard and everybody else getting over. No more career politicians, no more fucking legal system where lawyers can write the laws to exonerate themselves from any kind of responsibility or accountability. No, no, no. There's systems that we can put in place that don't require lawyers and don't require the legal system that we have now, and is just as fair, probably more fair. But again, all of it depends on people that understand selfless service and understand how bias plays in to everyday life. We've lost the ability for people to be truly unbiased. And it's a hard thing to learn. It's going to take generations for us to get back to it. But we have to at some point. No, no more career government, no more backroom fucking dope deals by a bunch of rich people that make decisions for the rest of the population. Everything's above board. Everything's transparent. Everything's in the public space. And if the public doesn't like it, it doesn't happen. The government's never going to have the power it has now. Because it's all about two things, fear and intimidation. And if the feds start rolling people up, it's just fear and intimidation. And I'm trying to give you this as stark as possible because we are right on the cusp of something major happening. They've been telling us for weeks it's coming. They've been telling us for weeks they're going to do something. So we're right there. And if it's an October 7th style attack that it happens in every single city, each and every fucking one of you better be ready to go. Can't be surprised. You better be ready to go, because it's going to happen fast when it does happen. And I think we're just days away. And I would love to, absolutely love to be wrong. But again, we're stuck in that quandary, that slow burn. And I know everybody's thinking the same thing I am. Let's fucking get on with it. I'm done with this waiting. I'm done with this limbo of stupid that surrounds every country on the planet, especially here in Europe and in the US, this level of fucking stupid where we're watching people coming across the border, consuming our resources, using our money, doing everything for free while the rest of us are being held to account for taxes, property taxes, paying all of our mortgage, making sure that we pay our utilities while these motherfuckers come in here and steal all our resources and live for free. That should make everybody's blood boil. I'm tired of that limbo, watching it happen. Let's get on with it already. That's where I'm at. And I know I'm not alone in that. Just like I know I'm not alone in the thought process that I'm tired of watching all this happen and nobody step up. But I think the time is coming. Because you watch, in the next few weeks, they're going to go after private livestock. Especially in the states that they control the governors, like here in Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Washington, Oregon, California, definitely. Just wall the whole fucking three states off and call it fucktardistan or asscrackistan, one of the two. My God, California is such a shithole. They have ruined that state. And it used to be an amazing place to go. It is what it is. Look, at the end of the day, the point is be ready because it's coming. And once it happens, it's time to go to work. Not time to bitch about it. Not time to worry about what's next. It's time to go to work. So go through your gear. Get out in public. Meet people. Vet new people in your sphere of influence. And stay on mission. Because we're on the cusp of it. I'll be back Wednesday with the roundtable. I have to put together the roster for this week. I haven't done that. I worked on guns all weekend and spent time with folks I care about. And it was good downtime. I suggest you do that too. But be ready for anything because it's coming, folks. And once we step off the line of departure, there's no looking back. So you might as well lose the fear and steel yourselves for a long fight ahead. Because it's coming whether you like it or not. And once it starts, we don't stop till it's done. We see the mission through. We restore our Constitution. We restore our country. We throw out the invaders. We hold all the traitors to account. And we rebuild this country. That's the mission. God bless. One team, one fight.